Hey everybody, it's Lauren, and welcome to episode 16 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today, Katie and I go over the must-dos on running a 5K, half marathon, or marathon. We're going to give you all of the information you need to know to run one of these races this year. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey, Katie.
Hello.
You have some exciting news to share with us. What's happening in your life?
Well, number one, as of next week, this will be the last time that Lauren and I are recording separately. We'll finally be together because I am moving to Indianapolis to be the registered dietitian with the Bariatric Center at IU Health. So I'm super excited to just transition and...
I am so excited.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes, and I just told Katie this. Katie's working at the hospital that was in Parks and Rec. It's famous.
So pretty much I can just say like I'm once removed from Parks and Rec. Me and Amy Poehler are like this.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm super excited, number one, of course, to just be closer to you and some other friends and family and, of course, sweet baby Sammy. But I'm really excited to take your classes. So tell us a little more. I know you're teaching like different places, different formats.
Yeah, my schedule's a little bit nuts right now. I'm teaching at like a big Globo gym is like what I like to call it. So I'm teaching some strength classes there. And then I'm also teaching at a little Pilates studio, teaching HIIT classes there. So strength and cardio, high intensity interval training. And then I'm also now teaching at a CrossFit gym that has boot camp HIIT style classes, and I'm teaching those. So I'm pretty much teaching the same thing, but at like three completely different environments with different clients and different feels.
Totally different vibes at all three, but that's awesome. And so this CrossFit gym that Lauren's at, they have an Instagram account, and I started following them like when Lauren started talking about this place, just because I don't know, we're weird and follow different gyms. And I'm just like going through their Instagram stories because I like to watch. They're always doing different WODs. And then I'm like, look at this little person. I'm like, oh my God, that's Lauren.
Yeah. Whenever you told me you watched it, I was like, I was so confused. I was like, oh, wait, I was like, oh, she follows them. She saw me on their Instagram story. I don't know why. That just like, it just surprised me.
So fun. I love it.
Yeah, so today's episode, we're going to talk about setting a goal to run a race this year. So this is going to be a new series that we do called Make It Happen, which is our favorite tagline. So Make It Happen, and it's going to be about some sort of goal and how you can accomplish it. So we'll go through just all the details of how you're going to get there. We're going to talk about 5Ks, half marathons, and full marathons.
So whether you're a runner or not, hopefully this episode will inspire you to maybe run a race, or if you have ran a race, maybe run a more challenging level or just set some sort of new goal with your fitness.
Yeah, and I would love to really talk to the people that have never ran in their life maybe, and especially have never ran a race, because that's where I started. Whenever I trained for my first half marathon, I could not run more than 10 minutes. I was not a runner at all. I worked out, but I did like kickboxing as my cardio, and I was intimidated by running. I mean, I'm 4'10", so my legs are short. And they don't take me very fast wherever I'm going. But as we talked about last week, I lived in Boston. It's a huge running city, and I just got bit by the bug, and I really wanted to run a race for charity. So I just started training. That's what I'm hoping to kind of shed light on, is how you can start from scratch.
Yeah, I hated running as well in high school. Like, I always told myself I was going to do track, and then the tryouts would come along, and I just wouldn't show up. Like, nah, not for me. I could barely run a mile in high school. We had to do it for cheerleading, and I was like always at the back struggling. And then it was just randomly, I think I was home for summer break in college, and they had this 3-miler. It wasn't even a 5K. Like, it was a short, just fun run. And I don't know why it sounded fun, so I convinced my little brother to do it with me. And yeah, then that was my first race. It just kind of was out of nowhere, just for fun. And for me, it was so that feeling of crossing the finish line and just the whole race environment was just like adrenaline for me, that then I pursued a 5K, and then that turned into I ran 4 half marathons until finally a full marathon.
That's awesome. You have done it all. That's what I love about running, is that it's an individual sport, but there's such a huge community. When you go to a race, you're going to be surrounded by hundreds of people, and you get to have that adrenaline, and you get to have a goal that you work towards, and then you have this big finale.
Yeah, maybe there's a couple people who are actually trying to win first, but for the most part, everyone else is just trying to finish or crush their own goal. Yeah, it's awesome.
So let's first start with a 5K. Whether you're doing one of those super fun ones or you're ramping up for a longer run, the biggest focus needs to be on consistency. Because if you're new to running, you just need to get out there and run for 5 minutes and then 10 minutes. Just getting out and running, I would say at least 3 times a week, just to kind of start to get your endurance, start to get the feeling of it, you know, start to feel what shoes feel good and what workout outfit feels good for running. Because all that stuff matters. Whereas with some other exercise classes, some of those details don't matter as much.
Yeah, I would agree. The focus definitely really is not as much on cross training. I don't want to discount a 5K. Like, that's a long distance for a lot of people. But yeah, it's about gradually building up, not just running Monday and then not running again till the next Monday, being more consistent, regardless of how long or how fast the runs are.
Definitely. Now, if music is a big motivator for you, definitely find those playlists that are going to motivate you. So maybe songs that are quick or that are motivational by nature. I think it's so key to find music that's going to really drive you during that run.
Yeah, definitely music. I know Spotify, a lot of Pandora, a lot of those apps will have just playlists now that are just focused on running. So you can set a certain speed and it'll give you the right tempo to follow. If that's something that kind of motivates you, if you're motivated by the beat of the music, that's helpful.
Yeah, that new app that I've been using, Fit Radio, it has that. Pacekeeper. It's a music app, so people could try that out.
Another thing that helped me starting out running, and I think part of why I really just fell in love with it, was being outdoors. So if you like to get outside, oh my gosh, it's something that just look forward to that, you know, finding different routes or different, you know, places on campus, or if you're in a city, if you're in a neighborhood, finding different places that you can run, or maybe you're not an outdoors person, you know, experiment running on different treadmills. Not one of them will feel the same.
I totally agree with that. Outdoors for me is so much more natural, and it keeps me entertained because I'm very like ADD with fitness. Like, I want things to be changing, and with running, nothing changes. You're just running. So that's why for me, the music's super important, and being able to see stuff outside keeps me entertained and allows me to kind of relax into it.
I call it the treadmill. For me, I enjoy running kind of in the evenings. I think it just works better for my schedule, or early morning if I have the time, but I'm a scaredy cat. I don't like to run outside at night. So that's the only time I'll do the treadmill. But start to think of those things, you know, do you like to be outside in the mornings? You know, do you prefer the evenings? Would you want to run with someone else? Would you want to run with a group? You know, start thinking about those different things, and starting, like we said, 2 times at least, preferably 3 times per week, and just build up that consistency.
Yeah, and we always talk about accountability partners. For me, running is a solo thing. Running is very therapeutic for me, and I am also like very aware of how slow I am, which many people are afraid that they're going to be too slow for someone else. Don't worry about that part of it. You can find someone that you can run with that's going to run at your pace. But yeah, for me, I'd rather just run alone. I'd rather have an accountability partner that's just going to hold me to my normal schedule.
Same. I'm definitely a solo runner too. There's like a select few people that I can run with. I'll use Suzanne as an example. She's someone like would always exercise with in college, but man, we would start off on a run as accountability, but I could never finish a run with her because she sprints like a gazelle and her legs are so long. So like, I was like, get me out there, get me started running, but then we're on our own.
Yeah, yeah. That's how my sister-in-law, she's a marathoner and she's tall, has long legs, and we've never tried to run together, but we, like you said, we'll start a run like when we're at our in-laws, we'll start a run together, and then it's like, okay, see ya.
Yeah, I mean, that works too. I think that's still helpful and it's still motivating. So let's talk about, you know, you've ran a 5K, you know, you've met, whether that was a fun run, like a color run or a turkey trot, something a little less competitive, and maybe you're ready to kind of set a new challenge or a new goal. Now, we said we're going to talk about half marathons, but there's also 10Ks out there. They're not as common, but just know that 10K is an option as well if you're not quite ready to sign up for a half marathon, but you still want something to work towards. Lauren, what was your experience with your first half marathon? Because you said that you jumped right into a half marathon and you didn't even start with a 5K. How did you even do that?
Yeah, that's kind of true and it's kind of not, because what I did was I signed up for a half marathon and it was in October. And what I did in, I can't remember if it was June or July, but in one of those months, I spent the whole month getting up to 3 miles. So I kind of trained for a 5K. I didn't sign up for a 5K. It wasn't as popular back then. And then once I was there, I started a half marathon training schedule that I found online. Very typical schedule I followed.
I think the biggest thing when you're getting ready to commit to a half marathon is you just need to sign up. You just need to set a date and, you know, do you want to run in the spring? Do you want to run in the fall? Pick a date, pick a destination and sign up, because that's the number one thing that's going to, in my opinion, that's the number one thing that motivated me to keep training, because you do have to put in a little longer training. I think what, 12 weeks is probably average, or 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, so just sign up, invest, get some skin in the game, and then figure out the details after. Would you agree?
And you know what's so funny? I would so agree, because most of the people I talk to about running, they're so overprepared. They're like, oh yeah, I've been running for like 2 years and I'm so nervous about signing up for a race. And I'm like, dude, you need like 3 months. Now, I don't want to encourage people to sign up for a race and like 1 month later try to run a half marathon, because that might not go so well. But just do it. Sign up for it. If it sounds fun, or for whatever reason you just really want to see what it's like, just sign up for it and strap on your shoes and get out there.
That's so funny. That reminds me. So my first half marathon, I ran in Fort Wayne and I trained pretty well, but like that was definitely a stretch in my fitness ability. Like I definitely pushed myself and that I remember that being really tough, but I felt pretty good. I've ran 4 total, 2 of those marathons. One of them, I was in Australia studying abroad and it was on my bucket list to run a half marathon in Australia, because I was like, I've done it before, like I just have to run a race here because it would be awesome. Well, my problem was is I found this race just randomly and it was 2 weeks out, but I was like, it's on my bucket list, I have to do it. So I literally had 2 weeks to train. You can't train in 2 weeks, but I think I got like 1 7 or 8 mile run in, and then I ran a half marathon. So that was tough, and I don't recommend that, because recovery from that sucks. Like your body just takes much longer to recover. You're at higher risk of injury. The run itself is freaking hard. So don't do that. And then another time, I don't know why, I should have learned from my mistake, but I had a good friend who used to take all my Group X classes, and you might know her, Jess Leon, if you're listening. Yes. Hi, I love you. But we had talked to each other a long time ago. This was like earlier in the summer, you know, we should run the Purdue half marathon together. And it was one of those things, we just said, yeah, we should do it. And then we didn't really talk about it for a while. And then again, I think it was like a week out, she said, hey, we're still doing that race, right? And I was like, oh no. I told her, I said I would do it. And I'm the kind of person, I'm like, okay, if I told you this, like I'm going to keep my word, because I knew it was important to her. I wanted to be there to support her and just do something fun. So I ran that with her. And that was one where I ran with someone, and I don't think I would have, it wouldn't have been an easy race if I was by myself, because she just kept me moving and it gave me something else to focus on. But yeah, so definitely train. 3 months is plenty of time to feel good and prepared and have an easy recovery.
Yeah. And then you can enjoy it. Some other things you have to consider for a half marathon is clothes rubbing. This affects some people more than others. I have never had an issue with this. I think I've had some rubbing like on my legs, but some people have really bad chafing. So whatever clothes that you expect to wear, you want to plan that out ahead of time, and you want to go on a run in that exact outfit. You also have to think about it as far as what the weather is going to be like. Are you going to need extra layers? Are you going to get too hot? Are you going to be too cold? Those kind of logistical things you definitely want to practice on before the big day.
I definitely, again, made this mistake. I went out and bought these cute light blue tights for the night before my half marathon, and it looked like I peed my pants. Like,
same thing goes with shoes. Sometimes people will have an old pair of shoes that they'll start running in, and they'll run for 2 or 3 months, and then the shoes will start to hurt because they're old and they need to be replaced. But then they'll replace them, you know, a day before the race, and they don't know how the shoe's going to respond to all that running. You should just always buy new shoes because they're probably way older than you remember, and you've probably put so much use on them that you need shoes anyways. But buy new shoes in the beginning of your training so that you can get used to them, they can get used to you, so that there's going to be no surprises on race day.
Back to the chafing, they make these like bar, it's almost like deodorant. I think one is called Glide. There's also one by Gold Bond that you actually just rub. I had a big problem with chafing my legs, and sometimes depending on the sports bra I wore, it would go like right at my sports bra line. But putting that stuff on, that is really helpful if you're someone who experiences that, because it is not comfortable the next day.
Yes.
Another thing that is really important, I don't think we should dive too much into this because I think it's a whole nother podcast episode, but is nutrition. So if you are running and training for a half marathon, that's quite a bit of miles and calorie expenditure that you're doing. So making sure that you're eating properly, that you're eating enough, you're going to need more carbohydrates. That's kind of a general fact. If you're doing more endurance, you're going to need more carbohydrates and just more fuel, more fluids. But don't try anything new on the day of your race. So a lot, I've heard a lot of people, they, you know, have done great through their training, and then they go to the night before the race expo where they'll have different supplements like these gels and these chew blocks and jelly beans and different things that you can eat while you're running, help keep you fueled throughout your race. But if you've never trained with those, don't buy them the day of, because you don't know how your body's going to react. You don't know how you're going to tolerate it, and it could cause for some serious discomfort and a shitty race.
So I know that you could talk about this forever. I have two specific nutrition questions for you regarding a half marathon. First one is, how true is it, or how necessary is it to carbo load the night before?
Actually, it's typically better. I've read it's not so much the night before, but either 2 days before or at lunchtime that day before. Basically, what it does is you're filling up your glycogen, which is your body's preferred source of fuel for endurance. I mean, I'd say it's pretty important, but if you're not used to eating like that and you eat, let's say, a ton of pasta, like you'd never eat pasta, and then you have to carb load, so you eat all this pasta the night before your race, chances are you're going to wake up feeling like crap because it's not what your body's used to. So I would say if you don't carb load like that before your longer races during your training, not so much worth testing the night before. Good question.
That's a good point. The people that eat like fettuccine Alfredo before a race, I'm like, that sounds like the worst. Okay, second nutrition question. How important is your nutrition during the race? So for a full marathon, we definitely need to be talking about nutrition during the race. But like, what about water? What about Gatorade? And what about those energy blocks and the stuff that the goos and all of that? Is that necessary during a half marathon?
I can speak to this one both from research and personal trial and error. Definitely your body can benefit from some source of carbohydrate or glucose during your race. So typically in a half marathon is 13.1 miles. So typically every 45 minutes is kind of a good point to where you want to refuel a little bit. Now, you can get some of that with Gatorade. That's why they give out Gatorade. So, you know, alternating your fueling stations, is that what they call them? The aid stations, alternate with water and Gatorade if your stomach can't handle all that Gatorade, because some people, that's just a lot on their stomach to be drinking throughout the race, especially when you're training. It's not like you have someone following you around with Gatorade and water the whole time. But it's so, so important to stay hydrated throughout the race. And as far as those supplements, with a half marathon, typically if you're running like a 10-minute mile, then a half marathon is going to take you a little over 2 hours. So if you're supplementing like with a gel, you really only need maybe one. You really don't need a lot. You've been training long enough that your body's going to be able to handle, but definitely staying hydrated. Like I said, the gels or the carbohydrate, it depends on the person how much you need. A little bit will help about every 45 minutes. I just can't stress enough that it's something that you really need to trial beforehand, not just the day of. Because I have done that where I went to the race and I just got so excited and I bought all these gels. And so I tried to, well, everyone else is eating one now, so I should probably eat one now. And oh my gosh, just feeling sick to your stomach. Like maybe this is TMI, but just so much GI distress. Like when I say shitty race, I mean that like figuratively and literally.
One of the things that I love about being in like a really good running habit is how good bananas are. Do you feel the same way? Like whenever I'm running consistently, bananas are just like so much better. It's like my body just like needs them when I'm a runner.
Yes, your body just needs the potassium. So good for you. So with a half marathon, this is also where you'll want to focus a little more on cross training as well. Yes, the consistency of the run, but focusing more on your longer runs, incorporating cross training to just stay balanced and keep you strong while you're training.
Yeah. So in what we mean by cross training is lifting and flexibility, and holy cow, flexibility. You will feel yourself tighten up so much whenever you are running consistently. You have to be doing some sort of stretching. So if you're not a yogi, that's totally fine. Maybe plyo is more your style. Whatever it is, you have to be stretching consistently, foam rolling, and then doing some other sort of cross training with strength and maybe cardio in the sense of like an elliptical, something that's easier on your joints.
Something like biking or swimming that's just lower impact. I went on a long run last night because I was so excited that we were doing this topic, and I haven't ran probably since my last race. And so I just went out and like hit the ground running, and it was awesome. But yeah, today, holy cow, my body feels it like in my joints, in my body. And I'm like, I'm waking up and going to Pio tomorrow because I can't think of anything else more delicious.
Yum.
Yum.
Yummy. Pio. Oh, and you said that you couldn't wait to come to my classes when you move here. I can't wait to go to your classes. I don't know why I didn't say that out loud, but I was totally thinking it.
Gee, thanks a lot. I don't have any classes on the schedule yet, but if you're in the Indy area, I'll probably just like teach at the park or something. I can't go very long without teaching, so.
Yeah, and it's going to be beautiful weather soon, so. Any last comments about half marathon training?
For half marathon, I think just get excited. Like, yeah, it's going to be tough, but if you put in the training, like, you'll finish and you're going to have a great time, and just enjoy it. Enjoy the environment. Soak it in because it's so much fun.
Yeah, and I think anyone really can run a half marathon with the proper training. I really think that anyone can, because I do not have any of the natural abilities that a runner would have. So I really feel like if I can do it, then anyone can do it.
There is a program in Fort Wayne called the Fort Wayne Smallest Winner. It's like a spinoff of the Biggest Loser. These are people that are obese or morbidly obese. Like, and these people start off maybe never exercising or have exercised in years, and they finish up by running a half marathon. So like, I think that's just like,
that
goes to prove like, if you put in the training, you put in the work. I shouldn't say run, like maybe you have knee issues or different physical limitations, but anyone can totally complete a half marathon. So if you have that mindset of like, I could never do it, like why not? Why not? You totally can.
Yeah, and if you have no desire to, totally fine. Totally fine. I don't think everyone needs to, but if you want to, you definitely can. Also, what you just said, I just realized how negative Biggest Loser is. And like Smallest Winner is just like the positive spin off of it. I really like that.
I know. I love it. They asked me to help this season and do like be there for their weigh-ins and help with the nutrition. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm all about that. And I was so sad I had to decline. Yes. Because I'm moving.
Life.
Because life. But it's okay. I'm
priorities.
I'm excited. I'll find new opportunities.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the half crazies. Now, if you're still listening to this, you might be going crazy because maybe you're considering a full marathon, or you're just wondering why you would ever run a full marathon. So I don't know, before we get too into it, Lauren, do you want to give your, because we had very different full marathon experiences.
Yes, mine was terrible. I didn't train very well. See, I still don't know why it went so poorly, but because I did train, I was not eating healthy enough at that point in my life. So I think that was probably my biggest mistake, was that I was running, but I just wasn't treating my body right. I was also teaching a ton. So I think I was doing too much of my body, then I wasn't eating right. It was just too much. I had a really great time training for my full marathon, and it was amazing getting to the level of like being able to go out and run 13 miles and it just be like, that was awesome. So I loved that about it. But on race day, I just had a really bad day, and I was begging to, like, in my mind, begging to stop at the half marathon and not do the last 13 miles, but I obviously had to keep going. But yeah, I want to do another full marathon to kind of redeem myself in the future, but I'm not going to do it unless I'm like really invested, and I don't know when that's going to be.
That's what I was going to ask. Will you do another one? Because Whip has ran a marathon and she told me she will never do one again. So it's so interesting to hear people's different perspective, because you get these people who are junkies who've ran like 50 marathons, and then you get people who are like, nope, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah. People kept telling me that they're like, a full marathon is not just do half marathons. It's its own beast. And people were trying to scare me. And I was like, shoot, I can just train. I'll be fine. I ran a half marathon. I'll be fine. And then on race day, I was like, okay. Like, some of it was true, and it disappointed me, because like weird things in my body did start hurting, and I had trained. I mean, I ran up to 20 miles, so I was ready physically, I thought, but weird things were happening, and it took me a good couple of days to feel normal again after. So what about you? Because you had an amazing experience. So what do you think that you did right?
I would say race day was amazing. Before I get back to that, though, but I feel like my training was awesome, but it was brutal. So I had started a long time ago training for a full marathon, but like you, I was going back to school. I was teaching a lot of classes, and just like, it was just too stressful. So number one, if you're considering a full marathon, you really need to consider the time commitment, because those long runs are no freaking joke. Like, your life, a big portion of your life turns into running, because you have to structure your day around when you're going to get your runs in, or like you got to keep on top of it. So for me, I really did try to dial in my nutrition. I was eating like a beast, and I did a lot of experimenting with supplementation and use a lot of those stupid logistic things that I didn't even think about, but like getting the right shoes, the right socks, dealing with all the stupid chafing, the belts to carry the stuff. My iPhone at the time couldn't sustain the battery long enough for my runs, so I had to look into getting a watch to map the routes. And so it was a lot of little struggles that you didn't think about. But for me, I mean, I enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed. I got to kind of travel during it between Cincinnati and Indianapolis. And so I got to go on like some awesome, I just love running into new areas. Like, I don't know, something about that runner's high, like just feels so amazing. Like you said, accomplishing like, holy crap, I just went out and ran 13, 15 miles. And that is like no big deal now. Like, you just ran that in the middle of the week. That's awesome. Negative is that I'm pretty sure either dehydrated or some sort of sickness. There were two times after my long runs where I was like vomiting. Like, it was the weirdest feeling. Like, even though during my run, like, I felt good, I was hydrating, you know, using my supplements, but like vomiting so sick the next day. I remember there was another run where I actually went to Joey's family for a cookout, and like, I had to go lay down because I couldn't even be around people. Like, it was so weird. I felt like hungover.
Wow. See, I don't know if I would let myself get there. I'm so stubborn when it comes to things like this. Like, I would be like, oh, I'm not having a good day, I'll just run tomorrow. So like, I was running all the time, but like, I'd go out for like an 8 mile run and I would only do 5. And then like 2 days later, I would do 8 miles. So I think that was me being stubborn and me being able to just do whatever I wanted. But then like, once race day came, I couldn't just say, oh no, I'm just going to do my marathon tomorrow. Like I had to do it right then. And like, I didn't want to, it wasn't a good day. So it was like, I'm like a moody runner, I guess.
Oh yeah. It's so mental. But I think that's what I loved about it is that it made me really disciplined with my nutrition, with getting my runs in and pushing, not saying like you shouldn't push yourself to the point of your vomiting, but like during my runs, I felt good. And I felt like I was able to push myself physically. And I liked that new challenge, I guess I should say. And then race day was awesome because I ran for charity for Girls on the Run. And so it was just a lot of the environment. And just for me, when I got to race day, I felt really prepared. And I felt like, wow, I've did this, raised all this money for an important cause. And I put a lot of work behind it, which for me made it easy mentally to finish. And then my recovery, I felt I hurt, but it wasn't impossible. Like I felt okay the next day.
So how do you feel about running another one?
I think I'll probably run another one. But again, it's got to be the right time in my life because it is a time commitment. So I don't think I want to run one anytime soon. But if I ran one, I probably would do it for charity again because I think that was a big motivator to keep me with training and keep me focused on something else bigger than myself. But yeah, I wouldn't mind doing another one.
That's what I love about half marathons is you can whip a half marathon out. Like you just need 3 months and it doesn't have to change your life. If whereas with a full marathon, it's like it becomes a part-time job in a sense because of the time commitment and because of all those logistical things that you talked about.
Yeah, it's definitely much more manageable. And another thing that I struggled with the full marathon, don't get me wrong, I loved the long runs, but there were some days where I was like, I know I'm supposed to run 6 miles today, but I really want to go take a turbo kick class or I want to go do a weights class. Like, I don't want to run today. And I'm so exercise ADD. I don't like doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. Anything else about a full marathon?
As far as nutrition, kind of going back to, again, just making sure you're not trying anything new day of, definitely knowing that you're running a lot, so you're going to need to eat a lot more. Like, this is not a time to focus on weight loss. This is not a time to focus on weight gain. It's really about focusing on endurance, eating enough, experimenting, trial and error, what works, what doesn't work.
Definitely. Ooh, you know what's one race that you and I both haven't done? Is a triathlon. Or even a sprint triathlon. That's something I want to conquer someday.
I want to conquer only because I suck at swimming.
Same.
So we should master it.
And I would love to be a cyclist and have a really cool bike.
One day.
I think that's probably it.
So if you guys have any other questions about running a race, any other of the logistics or just specific things, we'd love to answer it from you because, I mean, we're no like experts, but we have quite a bit of experience with running races, and we would love to help you guys get closer to running your first race.
I still don't really consider myself a runner, but if you also don't consider yourself a runner, then I think that you and I both would be great resources if you're wanting to train for something.
Yeah, I am more than happy to answer any nutritional questions that you have as far as sports nutrition, and Lauren and I both have experience. We can write running programs for you if you're not sure where to start. I know I personally use Hal Higdon is a great one online, but definitely do your research and follow a plan because it will help you be more successful in the day of.
Totally. Also, if you have a goal that you want us to break down, send it to us. We'd love to help you out, as we always say. So send us your goals, and if we've done them or we have a lot of knowledge about how to accomplish them, then we'll break it down for you on the podcast so you can crush it. You can do it. Make it happen, Captain.
Make it happen. I can't think of anything clever.
All right, well then that is it for today's episode. We will talk to you guys on Friday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked today's episode, share it with a friend and don't forget to subscribe. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. We love hosting this podcast and we're so happy that you're listening. We'll talk to you next week.